Hello and welcome to Nightlight. Lots of people quote Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's one of those verses that lots of people know just from repetition. But like many of those kinds of verses, it's taken out of context. If you read it in context, I don't know if we'd be so quick to quote it. Paul says in Philippians 4, verse 11 and 12, I have learned how to get along happily, whether I have much or little. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of contentment in every situation, whether it be full or empty, whether I have food or am hungry, whether I have plenty or am in want. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I don't know how many of us would want to go through the process of learning that Paul went through to obtain that knowledge. But it looks like we may get a chance to learn a good deal about it on our own, whether we like it or not. It says Paul learned how. That's very comforting to me, that he learned how to be content. He learned how to be not only enduring difficulties, but to be at peace in the midst of the difficulties. The fact that he had to learn makes it possible for me to also learn. Now, I'd like to say that I've been working on this issue in my own life really hard for a lot of years, but that's not really true. One of the characteristics of the nature of discontentment is it is not focused on trying to overcome itself, because discontentment is an expression of self-centeredness and selfishness. And so it like a cancer cell, it alienates itself from all other input so that it can celebrate its discontentedness. So I can't say that I've been working on this issue a lot in my life, because I allowed it to gain a foothold and become a kingdom to itself in me. And so the Lord, in his love and grace and patience, has had to go after it in me on certain occasions, and he would make some progress with me, and then I would slide back. So I want to try to talk to you today about some things that maybe you don't have trouble with it. I don't know that any of us is immune to what I'm going to talk about. So even if you think it doesn't apply to you, give me an hour to probe around inside about this, or let the Holy Spirit do the probing. I don't need to do any probing, but if the Holy Spirit does any touching of tender spots in you regarding your lack of contentment, then it'll be important and it'll be worth the time and effort you gave it. Discontentment is manifested by grumbling and complaining. Now, the only way I could do a message on grumbling would normally be that I would do you a how-to message. I'd be highly qualified to teach on how to grumble, but I wouldn't be too qualified to teach on how to overcome it. But